June 10, 2004, 11 Chinese construction workers were killed in Afghanistan. People asleep in their quarters make for easy targets for unimaginative terrorists. Kunduz, Afghanistan. I would think that most of my readers have heard of the One Belt, One Road Initiative, aka just the Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI. It is a massive Chinese construction project that purportedly aims to harken back to the Silk Road trading routes, which were in existence for the better part of two millennia, 2nd century BCE to the 18th century. The whole shebang got started in and around 2010 and has been picking up speed ever since. What China says it's doing and what it actually is doing are two different things. It claims to be helping countries build their infrastructure when no others would be interested. In reality, however, those countries become indebted to the PRC and risk having the ownership of the very projects they have delivered revert to China. When China undertakes these construction behemoths, it usually sends its own citizens to build them, denying opportunities to local tradesmen and thus contributing next to nothing to their economies. This is not the great Chinese contribution to the Third World. If you think about it, having a bunch of workers standing around, an old joke about construction sites, makes a great terrorism target. Lots of unprotected people ripe for the taking. In fact, a Chinese crew in Gwadar in Pakistan were attacked by terrorists from the Baloch Liberation Army, or BLA, in May 2019. Before the BRA began, a similar incident occurred in Afghanistan in 2004. On this day, 11 Chinese construction workers and two Afghan guards were killed in their sleeping quarters by suspected Taliban terrorists. Four laborers were merely wounded. Expect more to come. This is like shooting fish in a barrel.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.